good to learn something new, really. Made me think a lot more. Bit by bit, basically, just learning a bit light, shutter speeds, and focusing it properly. And getting the backgrounds right, just as well as the portrait itself. The shadows count as well, so you got to be able to know what you're doing. It's obviously better taking the pictures, but I don't mind sitting there helping everybody else. Somebody tell me to move my head, I know which way to move it usually. Maybe I might be a photographer one day. I'd enjoy that. Brilliant.
I've got about 6 favourites, I would say, that really do stand out to me personally. And when I compare them to other shots, you can tell the difference, you know, the standard, and also how I've learned from the very first shot to my very last shot, because my very last shot was one of my best. So therefore, from the first, if you compare, you can see the vast improvement in 1 hour, or 1.5 hours, should I say. So it's just a matter of listening, looking and learning, and, you know, picking up useful tips. I prefer to be behind the camera. I don't mind being in front of it, because, you know, I don't know, it's just a natural thing. I've worked in front of camera before, so I'm just relaxed around it. But I do prefer to be behind the camera taking the shots.
You come closer to me, like, you come beyond the light.
The last time I was doing it, we were doing the reflectors outside in the garden so that they're showing us different lights and everything else. And this week we've been using the actual lights indoors, the building, and like seeing it in black and white rather than using the colours. When you change it, it all depends, because sometimes you can have a shadow on one side of the face, you move the light in and then the shadow's gone, and well, sometimes it looks like it's really bright on the head, so you move the lighting down, so it's all up. You've always got to criticise, though, haven't you? Because you might not notice something, but somebody else might say, well, actually, if you do that a bit differently, then you can look at it, oh, okay, I'm going to try it that way.
How's it looking, Bill?
Spot on.
The pictures that I was taking, I took them of Andrew and John. They were just playing around with the light. You know, John took some excellent pictures of me, but they were really about the darkness, you know, the shade and all that sort of thing. I was more about sort of bleaching things out and try to get rid of, you know, make them perfect and all that sort of thing. But I mean, so much of that is how what you see through a lens, or I don't know if you put too much thought into it. I mean, I usually just into making people look nice. For the guys in this setup in a hostel, you're talking about men at the end of the day who might not have a form of expression. I suppose when you put a camera in somebody's hands, it rolls out from there.
It's good for us to have something to do as well, because you do get very bored in here. You get extremely bored. All the activities that I'm up for, so especially photography, I enjoy it.
Today's session has been the one where I've really embraced it, like got right into it, if you like, and really come out of myself, telling the model what I want him to do, where to put his head and what have you, and altering lights myself when people are pinching me assistance and all that. So, you know, photographer's got his hands dirty sometimes. Yeah, it's good.